Song entitled Christ is Moving. Right before that, Mary Mary. Yeah. Gave you the song Love You That Much. Before that, Joshua's Generation, Hold Me, right here at Gospel Jazz Stations. Hope you're enjoying the program thus far. I know we are.
Definitely. Yeah. This thing is just drawing you in.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sharon. Doing the smirk before. What's she doing now? The Running Man?
The Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit? Yeah. Yeah.
suck it now. She's doing a two-step. Tony, I'm trying to edit my show.
Number is 201-692-2012. You just don't understand, Brother Blue.
Who said jazz ain't happening?
What? Get us started up in this bad boy. Y'all need to put us on daytime, man.
Yes, sir.
We are the new CD 101. We know we'll shut it down, brother.
And the mother station that's so on that side, too. Trust me.
Oh, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Nicole, you having a good time, girl?
Don't kick that other foot.
I think she got a foot up on a pillow or something like that, you know?
Yeah. That's what my wife is on right now.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, gotta keep the feet elevated.
Yeah. What's the due date again?
It got pushed up to May 7th.
May 7th, all right.
So anywhere between May 7th and the 13th.
Okay. My daughter is born on May 3rd.
May 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She'll be 13, man. 13 going on 33.
Stay 13 for the next 13 years.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, man.
It do you some good.
Exactly, exactly. 201-692-2012 is the number right here on WFDU 89.1 FM.
I don't know the melody.
Go ahead, flow, brother.
But I will fit right in where I can get in.
Nice.
You don't hear this music on any other station on the dial. Go to the left side of the dial. And we're doing it live. Ooh. You don't get nothing like this.
Yeah.
On this hour. With brothers like JP, Tony Smith, Don Corey. Just flow with us.
Yeah.
Just ride with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Just marinate with us. And let it ride.
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 Ride. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Y'all don't freestyle. Hear me now.
Whoa, JP's freestyling, y'all. Go ahead,
y'all
boy.
Don't hear me now. The music's flowing high. Got you moving from side to side. From front to back. From north to east. From west to south. Ah.
What?
like that guy, what's his name? Robeson?
Yeah, yeah.
Just give me a topic.
Wow, you a freestyler, JP.
I used to do that back in the days when my mother used to, my mother used to get on us.
Uh-huh.
And we would make a song out. I would make a song out. I can't say we. I would.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the latest commercial or theme song that would come up. I always had some melody to say. Boy, didn't I tell you? Boy, didn't I tell you to clean the bathroom? Boy, didn't I tell you to clean the bathroom? Hey! She's like, well, I'm gonna knock you out.
Too much, man.
It paid off, ma.
That's right. It sure enough did. It sure enough did, man.
So I better be careful. I may just get back. Nah, I'm talking to him now. Calm down.
Right.
Rightio. Calm down.
Nice. All right, y'all. 4:08 in the a.m. We have just under 2 hours left. Man, the time flew by this morning.
Yeah.
I guess that hour spring ahead is kicking in.
Nuts.
Nuts. Have you gotten over it yet?
I was cool with it. It's just that when you get up, it's still dark.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm looking for the sunshine.
Wow. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, Sharon, I know you're doing the funky chicken right now.
Sharon's gonna have to shut us down. She won't get any work done.
You can't do it.
Can't help herself. Draws you right in, right, JP?
That's right.
All right, y'all. 4:09 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. It is Gospel Jazz Nation's. Having a good time this morning. I know a lot of y'all caught the Sunday morning show, 7 to 8 AM. Thought I was here. It was a virtual tone. It was the edited version of Gospel Jazz Nation's. The hour show, that is. I got to record a few more of those shows.
Okay.
But filling in for Stacey Wendell as she goes in for surgery later on today. So keep her in prayer, y'all.
Yes.
She will be returning, I guess, in the next few weeks or so. I'll be filling in on Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, Monday morning, from 12 a.m. until 6 for Gospel Revelations. Sister Liz Black will be on Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until 8 a.m.
What's going on, Liz?
For Gospel Groove, so tune in for that. And you know how we do for the rest of the week. All right. Yeah.
That's on the next album, too?
Yes, sir.
Already on it.
Ottawa on the sax.
I thought it was a keyboard.
Nah, man, sax straight up.
And James Brown.
Yeah. 4:11 in the AM. Here's some music. Want to send us out to Sister Sunshine. To dedicate to her husband, her brand new husband. Yeah, they still on that honeymoon.
Yes, sir.
This goes out to Brother Willie. Wake up, Brother Willie. Turn over. Hear your wife telling you to listen. Shake the leg, sunshine. Shake his leg a little bit. Shake his leg. You know, grab that big toe. Shake it a little bit.
Easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy, boys.
Take it easy.
This is Bethany Divine.
Oh, definitely take it easy.
The song entitled Key to My Being, all right? Key to My Being. And I know Brother Willie is the key to your being there, girl. Right here on Gospel Jazz Stations, WFDU 89.1 FM.
You kids go to bed.
Yeah.
At sunrise, I'm moving toward the light. Your love lifted me. Now I'm free to fly. Funny how things suddenly become clear. Amazing how you've made my fear disappear. Now I can love without fear. It's amazing. The light you shine just outshines.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I praise him with the strings.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations. That was none other than Terrence Young giving you the song Praise Him with the Strings. And before that, Bethany Divine gave you the song Key to My Being. Wanted to send that out to Sister Sunshine, sending that out to her husband, Willie, right here in Gospel Jazzations. WFDU 89.1 FM. Who do we have on the line before there, JP?
Sister Nicole and her mother.
Ah.
They was... She said she wanted to give us a shout out, and she enjoys what we're doing and keeping her up and the laughter that we bring to everybody, and being up here in the wee hours in the morning, in the crack of dawn, and got you yawning. You know how we do. But Nicole Ma wanted to say she appreciates what we do, and she was praying for me when I was out sick. And thank all of you guys that are listening up here at Gospel Jazzations for your prayers while I was out ill. But I'm back.
He's back, y'all. Most definitely.
Oh man,
he's back with a vengeance.
Here he go again.
Cause you know
always
do.
Sucking me in.
Just like
the music
that.
Can't stop me.
No, it can't, y'all.
Cause it takes me there.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Turn something to your mind and soul. Makes you walk where you don't even wanna go.
Go ahead, freestyle.
Man, listen. Back in the day. In the basement of somebody's house, there'd be a keyboard, drums, tambourine, and a little church mouse. Somebody play a tune in E flat, then the drummer play a pocket and guitar strumming like that. Singers on the mic doing what they do. Somebody said it sounds good, and I say, we do what we do.
Oh,
I gotta go. I gotta go. She's so making me act a fool up here, y'all. Y'all know I'm tired.
Wow.
And I have no paper in front of me.
That was right from the Chrome Dome, y'all. He's got no paper. He's unplugging his laptop as he's doing all of that.
Great. Wow. I had to just take myself out of my body and look at... That's why I sat here. I was like,
who that is?
Wow.
Who that was? You in trouble now, bro. That's Sunshine. Ooh-wee. That is JP, y'all, doing his thing. Uh-oh. All right, hold on.
Hold to my head. And that's where it came from, the head.
Who's this?
That is a bad Negro right there.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be in the shadow of your footsteps.
And I make a brother want to drink some Kool-Aid right there.
You know what, I'm going to go home and make some right now. Tropical punch.
Wow, man. And that was straight up right off the cuff, Kevin. I mean, he's just busy unplugging his computer here, you know, taking the cords out and everything. He's just doing that straight off the cuff, bro.
Yeah, but that's like one of those things when you say, when somebody hit a bad run or a bad lick and you say, do it again, they be like, I don't know what I did. It just came.
Exactly, right.
Well, I had to sit here and take myself out of my body and look at myself and say,
yeah.
Who was that? What your name is?
Is that live or Memorex?
Exactly. Exactly. I had to fall back on that one, Kev. I was about to touch that, brother.
Man, I wasn't going to call in, but that made me call in.
Ah, the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Woke my spirit up. I was trying to give Don Corey a break tonight.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Okay. We appreciate it, man.
But Nicole hurt her foot. What was she doing? When you said she was working out, I thought about that commercial where the guy get on the treadmill and fall back
on a 50 million pound with a Dr. Ian Smith.
Yeah, and fly it to the wall. I can just see Nicole now.
Honestly, I think Nicole kicked somebody.
You think she did one of them drop kick things or something like that, JB?
I think she kicked somebody and couldn't get a foot out of somebody. She was
right up to the shin, right?
You said what? She said, get my foot back.
That's by 3 foot. They ain't doing no damage.
I don't know, it did something.
There's power behind that foot though, Kev. I'm telling you that.
They probably stole her Pop Rocks or something.
Wow.
Where you going with my jawbreaker?
Now or later?
Get my now or later.
Get my now later's back.
My head hurts.
Wow. My jaw is
hurting. My head hurts right now. I got to massage my head. It hurts.
Wow.
Nobody's safe. Nobody is safe, man.
Oh, Lord.
Poor Nicole. She's sitting up there with a footy up, you know, pillow underneath it.
Nicole's household is cracking up right now because my mom's is frozen, up.
She got some frozen peas wrapped around her toes.
Frozen peas.
They got no ice.
What, are they going to take the swelling down?
No, she ain't got no ice, man. Got to use something in there from the freezer. Got to use the next best thing, you know?
Wow.
The frozen leftovers. You wrap it around, you know, it's in that Ziploc bag, so you just got some tape around it, you know?
Be like the Flintstones pull out a brontosaurus steak or something. Wow. Can't even get an ice pack, huh?
Nah. Ain't got no ice pack in Westchester.
Oh. Now, see, I wasn't going. Wow.
Kevin is off the charts, y'all. I'm telling you.
Wow.
You belong on stage, Kevin. I'm telling you, man. You missed your calling, brother. You know, I've been telling this to him for a long time. So I can't do this, man. I can only do this when I'm on the show.
Check out JP. You know, when you're sleeping, man, things just come out, you know.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, I used to do it when I was a teenager. And my mother used to say, I'm going to get you. I'd be like, like, just let me take my behind to bed. I really get into some serious trouble. I only did that with my mother. I didn't do it with my father. My father didn't play that.
He's like, I feel you, brother.
Yeah, he's like, you go ahead. You can make a song out of what I'm saying if you want. I'm gonna make something out of you.
He'll wake you up out your sleep.
He ain't gonna wait till I go to sleep. You remember that song, Yes, I'm a Believer? You will be turned into a believer. Trust the devil.
Not in worse, man. When you were sleeping, they wake you up whooping you.
Oh, man.
Man,
I remember one day my father came up to the bus stop, and the bus driver said, yeah, Mr. Parker, he's been cutting up, yada, yada, yada. My father said, really? Okay. He said, see you tonight. And I told the bus driver, I said, see, I told you my father wasn't going to do nothing. So I came home, you know, everything's cool, did my homework, washed the dishes or whatever chores I was supposed to do, and went home and went to sleep. About midnight, always at midnight.
A cry was made.
Right. The cry went on. My father said, wake up. He's tapped me, wake up. I'm like, what? I took out the garbage, and yeah, I saw. Wake up. I said, the dishes are done too. Wake up. I said, I did the floor too. He said, wake up, because I'm not beating nothing that I bought. Take all your clothes off.
Wow.
And you know, you don't understand that saying until I got a little older. Started having kids. Take off your clothes. When I'm not beating nothing that I had to work hard for. Take them off.
Wow. Take them off.
So we didn't play with Papa Dukes.
Wow.
Man, that's abuse, man.
Wow. Yeah.
That was just raising your kids back in the day, man.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Now that's just, you know, disciplining your children.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, man, you mess up, your neighbor would beat you behind, and then when you got home, your daddy would beat you behind too.
Yep.
everybody was whipping your behind, boy.
They gave permission. Yeah. I was like, these folks is crazy. They need to be in jail. But thank God they did, because that's why I am the man that I am today.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. That's why we are.
That's right.
Yeah. Very important. Hey, a lot of young kids, especially in my class, oh, you don't understand, Mr. JP. What is it that I don't understand that you need to understand?
don't get JP started, Kevin. Don't get him started, man.
Shout out to the people there on the East Coast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the people on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Just Sharon Anderson getting your groove on.
Yes, she is, man. She dancing up a storm tonight.
She got a little
multitasking.
She got a little club going on in her house.
I think so. I think she got a strobe light going on there.
Yep.
You know?
With a disco ball.
Disco ball.
cooking some butter beans.
Yeah. Some butter beans and some cornbread.
Yeah.
No, sweet cake. That's what they call it. Sweet cake.
How was your week, Kevin?
Oh, man, it was good. I went home this weekend.
Oh, you did?
My dad.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it was cool. Kind of strange going in the house of mom. You know, mom has passed. But,
right.
Got through it, but definitely had some church on a Saturday night at Mount Olivet there in Oregon. And then Sunday morning, church was kind of empty Sunday morning because people got to, I guess, push their clock forward.
Right.
So that 7:30 was kind of empty. Mm. I mean, for that church, you know, it seats about 1,500. So I say maybe only
1,500. Good Lord!
I say only about 350 showed up. They all coming to the 11. But then I went over to Highland Community at 11, and that was off the chain. It was straight church, and then. Next couple, then I went to Grandma's house after that, and she threw down at the chicken, the yams, the mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
Brother, she had...
You need to go to the gym, too, man.
Man, she had four sweet potato pies sitting on the table. And then if that didn't do it, my aunt walked in with a German chocolate cake from scratch.
Watch out now.
Hold on, we still waiting for a German chocolate cake.
<It's> a
I just remember
you
that.
You just remember that, didn't you?
Wait in the water.
Oh, yeah, you keep on waiting, brother.
I ain't waiting. Somebody gonna be swole.
Hey, Kev.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the new photos that Todd posted up on his MySpace site? I'm just looking at them.
I got an email from Todd.
How come you ain't smiling, Todd? What's wrong with you, boy? He's looking dead in the camera. Look at that. It's a nice photo. Yeah,
I didn't recognize it as Todd because I was looking for either the dreads or the other.
He didn't cut them locks off, man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You were sick all that time, man. Yeah, that's back early in the year.
Okay. Now, I know he cut them off, but I was looking for the other photo, so I think I read the email without really knowing who it was.
Uh-huh.
But I need to go back and read it again.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But I was calling on you. I see you're going to be out of town, but there's a... JP, you got to go see Marcus Miller when he comes to BB King's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to be at BB King's.
Man, because he got the boy, Bobby Sparks, the keyboard player.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and then what's the other boy on sax? Keith Anderson.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, they're going to be out here for 4 days. I'm going to go check them out.
I mean, do that. I mean, we grew up together because Dinky, my producer, who... used to be with the Jamaica Boys.
Okay.
Was the lead singer with Marcus and Lenny.
Yeah, they're only there one night for some reason in New York.
Yeah, they only do like one night is because he lives out in L.A., but he's always in like Italy racing cars. Yeah. He has a race car.
Okay. Well, he'll be here four nights. I'm going to check him out. Definitely try to get in there and get my groove on.
Yeah, he's got a new album out. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, I was listening to some snippets. So I got to go pick it up.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, man. So, God is good, man. Get ready for the Easter week coming up, man.
Yes, sir. You got your Easter basket? See, that's what Don would say. I'm trying to fill in for Don. See, you got your jelly beans ready? Because you know that's what he would say, right? You got your chocolate bunny ready?
Mm-hmm. He got his Easter shoes.
No, Tony. Don't start, Tony. Tony, early in the show, Tony was saying, he was trying to introduce somebody. He said, yeah, and my main man. And then he never could think of the guy's name.
I couldn't think of his name.
How's he his main man? He don't even know.
I forgot. It just lost my mind. His name is Gregory Hopkins. It just disappeared, man.
Like
I just flatlined.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. What's your name? That's my boy. Yeah.
Haji.
Introduce my main man on keys. You know your name.
What's your name, Emil? Oh, my goodness. It just, like, disappeared from me, man. It's just like, yeah, all the way from the West Coast, our main man, he calls it all the time, Mr. What's his name?
You mean Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. Kevin Moore. I just had a senior moment, man. I couldn't help myself, brother.
You're gonna get those
soon when you're calling your kids. You're gonna call your son by your daughter's name and call your daughter by your wife. You don't do that? Not yet, anyway.
Nah, I won't do that.
Not yet. It's coming, brother.
One's a girl, one's a boy. I can't get them different.
Nah, we would hope not.
Now, when it comes to Don Corey, I can call him. I can call him a number of names.
Wow, not just one, huh?
Not just one.
He's got a whole textbook of names for Don Corey.
His name is Legion, for there's many.
Wow.
Hey, you know, we had some good grub last week, man.
Oh,
from
man.
From Sister Sunshine. It was off the chart, boy.
Yeah, I heard.
Homemade soup.
That soup was good, man. It was good wine from Sister Sunshine.
That's all right. My day is coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What you got coming up soon, Kev?
Well, I'm getting ready for. I'll be in Sacramento. Where am I going to be? Sacramento. In about a week.
Sacramento?
California. And then we have our Easter. During our Easter celebration, we do like 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. For the whole week. Revival. And then Easter celebration, I have like three churches I got to be at. One at 6 a.m., 9, and 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll head to, I think, Long Beach, somewhere in L.A., Long Beach. Unity, and then get ready for Dallas, Texas. I'll be in there for a few days. Get ready for, what's the name of the Daystar Television? Take me there.
See, you forget. It just disappears. You can't help
yourself. I was gonna say the Tony Smith Show, but that ain't syndicated. We don't get it in the States yet. You got to go to Jamaica to film that one. The Bahamas.
Oh man! But anyway, Kev, we appreciate you, man. I'm glad you called there, bro.
Oh yeah. Like I said, I was gonna hold my peace tonight, but.
JP brought
it. He stirred something up in me, man. It was like, oh man, I got to jump in on that Kool-Aid. That was good.
That was real good. Yes, JP. I got to get. Let me give you props on this, man. I got something for you. Let me give him a little something. Here we go. I got something for him. Yeah.
You're too kind.
Yeah.
Blessings to Todd and Nicole again from Westchester. I think that Nicole's mother. God bless you.
Yeah, man.
Gwen.
help.
Aunt Gwen out there. That's Aunt Gwen.
Listen, Aunt Gwen is traveling. Okay.
Oh, she's traveling. Okay. She's trying. That's where Tony get that from.
Yep.
All around.
It's all in the G. She just came back from Florida talking about she's going to be in Vegas. I'm like, okay.
Oh, it's a conference, man. It's a conference.
Yeah, okay.
Preach in the casinos.
That's the conference. 7-Eleven.
7 get you 11. Oh, man.
She'd be up there with that church hat on for good luck.
Wow.
With the Usher gloves on.
Right. Mama need a new pair of shoes.
Is that a Michael Jackson glove? No, that's an Usher glove. Who?
Baby needs some goat milk. Come on.
Oh, God. Got a lucky possum foot in the back pocket.
Right.
Now, you know, we're going to have to repent.
Man, Kevin, I wish you were with me, man, in the car when my mom was driving. And I'm telling her, watch the possum. Watch the possum. Watch the possum. She didn't see that possum. And then soon enough, she turned around and saw that ugly thing. She's like, ah! Hit the brakes hard. My father's head hitting the back of the car seat. Because he's in the back with me. She was driving. He was sitting behind her, and I was sitting behind my Aunt Gwen.
You said your father was in a car seat.
No, in the back seat. Car seat.
Is that a car seat? You are crazy.
No, he said his dad hit the back of the car seat.
Well, the seat, yeah, the car seat. Well, you know what I mean, boy. I know what you said, Tone.
I'm not touching that one.
I'm out.
All right. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate you, boy. That's Kevin Moore, West Coast correspondent, right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. I know Nicole's mom is just cracking up, man.
You have no choice but to crack up.
Know what these fools doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Nicole, girl.
Yes.
I hope your foot gets better. A little bit better. More better. You know, it's almost 5 o'clock, JP. Where did the time go, man? Well, you were free-flowing before, man. You doing your thing, bro.
Thank you.
Gots to give it to you. Gots to. Well, we thank y'all for tuning in this morning.
Most definitely.
I had something to play. Now I don't know what it is. I have to go back to the player. I think I had your music queued up.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I sure did. Wonderful. I had Wonderful queued up. And let's send this out to Nicole's mom, all right?
Okay.
All right, man. Did you do this on Sunday night?
Yes.
You did? Oh, all right. All
yes.
right. JP had about 150 of samples, CD samples of the upcoming music.
150.
Sold all them bad boys, didn't you?
Gone.
Gone in like no time. See, I'm telling you, y'all.
Actually, it was gone in 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Good Lord.
I was doing one thing, and Dink was like, yo, give me some, because people was asking me, and somebody said, I want to get one. I don't have.
Where's mine at? Where's mine at there?
I don't have any more. I said, but we'll get you some.
Kevin going to get on you, man.
Why?
Don't you know you're supposed to have more than 150 CDs?
You supposed to have more than 150? Well, I sold all those cards. Praise Jesus.
You know Kevin, man. Kevin get mad when he run out of CDs, man.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, okay. So, you know, next time I know to be a little more prepared. So, but God be the glory. Okay. For the things he has already done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank him in Jesus.
All right. Well, listen the song out. This is JP. The song entitled Wonderful, right here on Gospel Jazz Nation. It's from his forthcoming project.
That's right. Be
it's
out,
be
this,
out
year.
This year. Nice.
Before
looking
the baby
forward to
get
it.
Here.
All right, bro. 4:45 in the a.m. I'm pushing it too much. 4:45 in the a.m. Give us a call, 201-692-2012. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Here is JP. Wonderful, right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM.
I can't deny.
He said,
if only you believe in me, you gain eternal life. I was kicking it on the phone, just talking to my wife.
She said,
baby, just believe on him. I've got confirmation twice. So wonderful
to me, the life you bring.
Cast your cares on him, he knows just what to do.
He knows.
Open every door that was close to you. Amazing is his grace.
That loves someone broken down like me.
Thank you. just the one.